George came down to meet me the other day, just for a short vacation. He said he couldn't stay, he had to go back home to a distant galaxy, back to his own planet. He called it Planet Z. He was a wood louse, a roly-poly with a giant brain. I fainted when I first saw him, because I thought I'd gone insane. But George would never hurt me, as he later would explain, to harm a sentient being would cause some telepathic pain. George and I went walking the other day. We went out for a stroll and the hours flew away. He wanted conversation and enjoyed my company. He'd never met a mammal back on Planet Z, cause he's a wood louse, a roly-poly with a jointed shell. I fainted when I first saw him, but he turned out to be real swell. Oh, George would never hurt me, it would put him through such hell. And all he asked was my friendship and to walk a little spell.
I guess I should explain that technically George wasn't really a pillbug, sowbug, roly-poly, or any other kind of wood louse. He just reminded me of one with his articulated carapace, beady, multifaceted eyes, and multiple legs. George explained to me that these people evolved from what we would call trilobites, which are a kind of paleozoic arthropod. But he never told me much more than that, because he suddenly shrieked with pleasure and ran over to a rotting log, which he began to munch on gleefully.
George said goodbye to me the other day, when we had finished walking and he had had his say. He thanked me quite profusely for my hospitality. He told me I should someday visit Planet Z and walk with wood lice, aliens with public speaking skill. I won't faint when I next see them, it will seem like such a thrill. George said he'd come back to get me, as he vanished on that hill. I really do believe that, if I wait for him, he will. It's been a week since he left me, and I am waiting for him still.